What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to give a shout out to everybody out there. Welcome to the show. This is the Man Mindset. We are a show that teaches you game that most guys don't even get to because most guys are not talking about your course. We want to make sure that all you guys listening to us understand that it is all about everything being at home, all the information. First, I want to do a shout-out to everybody that's in the chat room. Shout-out to all the ladies out there that's in the chat room. Shout-out to all the guys that's in the chat room, everybody in the chat room. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys. Also, I do appreciate you guys that do take the time to go ahead and like, subscribe, and share this information. I want to say thank you very much. We do absolutely appreciate that. We have a lot to talk about on this show. I'm going to scratch myself. We have a lot to talk about on this show. So, guys, we ask that we want to give a shout-out to the 255 on 5-3 that broke the record. If you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056 is the number. Also, guys, we have a – man, we got a great show. But, guys, before we get to the show, as I always say, guys, we want you guys to go ahead and get your puzzle pieces. That means get off of your lazy ass. Go get your puzzle pieces. Go ahead and get to the store. Buy your puzzle pieces. Put these things together. Why? Because if you actually want to be a Man Mindset student, this is the first thing you're going to have to do. The very first thing you have to do. So I just want to give a shout-out to you guys on that. Ripping up the box, dumping the puzzle pieces, and put them together and all this other stuff. Today we're going to talk about why women love the single-minded man. And we're going to get into this because I'm talking to you guys today. Guys, I'm talking to you guys. We got to talk. We got to talk because so many guys get a wrong idea and a wrong impression of game. Thank you for the Faye. Thank you for the $1.99 superstar. I appreciate it. Anything is good. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anyway, guys, if y'all want to call in, the lines are open. Let me set up. I got the lines open. Let me see. Make sure. Okay. Lines are open. Everything is set. We're good to go. Guys, y'all want to call in, call in. We are here to chop it up, and we're here to break it up. Guys, if you have a question, make sure that you put a cue in the make sure you put a cue for question. If you're talking to a woman, make sure you put a W if you need help. Now, before we do all this, before I break all this stuff down, and we got to break down because we have a long show today. So before I break all this stuff down, I do want to go over this. Now, guys, I want to show y'all two differences in what we're going to teach you as far as game and what y'all going to learn and all this other stuff. And I told the guy I'm going to help him out real quick on this message. Now, this is the problem I have with you guys. This is why being a single-minded man is the best thing in the world, because I need to read that. I don't have my glasses, so I gotta click the thing and read it myself. But we're going to go over this. The woman is saying absolutely. Then she says, he says to the woman, LOL, I know the feeling. Hopefully it's almost that time, right? I mean, where is this leading? Where is this leading? She says, I'm already home. I need a nap. Now, if a woman tells me she's already home and she needs a nap, I got to spit flavor in her ear. I got to talk that shit to her. Here you go. Me too. The weather is making me sleepy, he says. But I want some chili or some wings. I mean, what makes you think talking about chili and wings is going to make her pussy wet? She says wings is the way to go. He says, LOL, where do you like yours from? She says Wingstop. You're talking about wings. Sometimes I don't understand how you guys actually think you're going to be the man that she wants to be sexually attracted to when you don't even know what it is you're doing. Let me give you an example. Again, there's good and bad. This is the fucking bad. Never talk about wings to a woman. I mean, yeah, he's making her hungry, but not making her horny. But let me show you what happens when you follow Unk. When you learn about manhood, you learn about your core, you learn about your laws, rules, and codes, you learn how to be sexual, you learn how to text and type and talk to a woman where you move her, and this is why they love us. I'm going to show you why they love us. We're going to break down why they love us, but I want you guys to actually see what it's like when you are not loved, but you are admired by a woman. Let's go ahead and look at this. Peep this out. Here we go. Let me go ahead and take the thing as we can read it together. She said, I like that you're up front. It's just something about never knowing what's going to happen next that gets me. I like that no matter what we talk about, your opinions and minds might clash, but you explain yours and I do mine. And you get me to see your side. Look at that, guys, your side. You really are one of a kind, baby. Ain't no one out there that can ever top you. Something about you being totally opposite than what everybody thinks a guy should be like is. In turn, I love how honest you are and how you never let shit bother you. I like in turn, okay, bother you. As far as on dates, you know, I know you don't care, but you ask what? But you would have a look anywhere when I got to be honest truth. No games right in there, right in front of me. I don't need fancy shit. She doesn't need expensive dinners or gifts all the time. All I want is all of your attention and all of your time. I can't say if you go on a date, it wouldn't affect me. And that's going on a date with another fucking woman, guys. Because it would, because I'm putting in my time into you and into what we are building. And I respect you for you. And that's not going to change for you and the world. I love, come on, man. This is what we're fucking talking about. This is what we're trying to teach you guys as men. This is how women should hit you up, because what you are is special, is different, is sexy, sexual, all those things. And it's just amazing how you guys don't believe in yourselves. But if you got any questions, go ahead and ask. We're gonna get into the show. I gotta break all this stuff down. I gotta break some stuff down to you. Guys, you want to call in, y'all got the number. We're here to chop game up. We appreciate all you guys. We have a lot to talk about. Guys, please let me know. If we're going too slow, I will slow it down. But I need to break that. I need to talk to you guys. We need to talk. We need to talk because for some reason, since all you guys out here are under this impression that you have to beg a woman for pussy, you got to run behind a woman and kiss her ass and all this other shit. Let me show you the man blueprint on a woman. Because I keep telling you, it's the same thing. She's got to work for me. And we're going to talk about that today. And ladies, y'all just sit back and listen. Grab your popcorn because we talk to the boys today. All my guys out there. My mind is this, and I'm going to teach you why your mind should be this way. When you're dealing with a woman, your curiosity that she's going after, your attention, your respect, your time, and your dick. She should be climbing that fucking mountain trying to prove herself to you, and I'm going to explain to you why. Because y'all got shit ass backwards. She works for your time. She works for your respect. She works for your dick when you know what the fuck you're about. Gentlemen, when you're about this game, it's a whole different ball game. You don't have to play by the rules society has set for you, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Guys, if y'all got any questions, y'all got it. If y'all want to call in, y'all got it. I got y'all covered. We're going to chop this up, and we're going to break this down. Okay, we're going to break this down. Because apparently, so many of you guys, y'all got the wrong idea. I don't know if it's the wrong idea or the wrong impression of game. But let me say something to you guys. As a man that has a conquering mentality and what makes her love me, and I will tell you this, guys, fuck, I don't give a fuck about her love. I don't want her love. I don't want her to be attracted to me. But I'm going to tell you why that shit's going to happen. We're going to talk about that, why it's going to happen. But I promise you this, on all that I am, a woman does not want a man like me. That's the truth. She doesn't want me. She does not want me, gentlemen, at all. She does not want your motherfucking boy. And that's the truth. I myself will never allow a woman to want me. Wanting me in my fucking world, in my fucking universe, is beneath me. I am here for one rule and one purpose and one attitude and one mind and one thought and one motion and one movement, and that is here to fulfill her fucking needs, because here it is. I am the need, gentlemen. She will ultimately need me. She will not want me. She will need me. And this is why they love our motherfucking asses, because how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. Listen to what I'm saying. The man who has game at his core is not going to take in account any perspective of anybody else. I am not going to take the perspective of another male. And I'm not, my job is not to take the perspective of a woman, because both those two individuals are on the surface. Listen to what I'm saying. They're on the surface. They have not met us before. They have never fucked with anybody like us before. Listen to what I'm saying. But I want to show y'all something. You see, if you were asked, all you guys out there, just listen to me, if any of you guys out there, if somebody asked you guys out there to draw the word me on your forehead, okay, if the world asked all you guys out there and he asked a man to draw the word me on your forehead, which one is right, gentlemen? Guys, let me know, which one is right? The one on the right-hand side, right? Left-hand side, put one. Right-hand side, put two. Just let me know. If you were asked to write the word me on your forehead, which one is right? Guys, let me know. Left-hand side, put one. Right-hand side, put two. Let me know. I'll take the first 10. Let me know. If you were asked to write the word me on your forehead, are you the guy on the left-hand side that writes a, if it's a left-hand side, put one. If it's a right-hand side, put two. Let me know, guys. I want to know. I see two. Hey, ladies, stop that, lady. I ain't talking to you, ladies. All right. Come on. Come on, guys. Let me know. I got the ones. I got one, one, two. Come on. Anybody else? Right-hand side, left-hand side. Right-hand, left-hand side. Okay. Let me do that. Right. All right. Got ones and twos. All right. Ones and twos, twos, twos. Okay. Any other more? Yeah, come on, real quick, guys. Participation. I got some more ones and twos and ones and twos. Okay. All right. All right. Let me explain something to all you motherfuckers. When you are one with yourself and you are asked to draw the word me on your forehead, the word itself, gentlemen, will be drawn in your perspective because in your mind it is what you see as correct. So what you guys are writing, okay, let me tell you, I pass all of you guys because that's your perspective. You didn't fail. That's your perspective. Those that said one for the left, that's your perspective. Those that said one to the right, that's your perspective. Okay? But the ones that have game, the ones that are single-minded, the ones that have a conquering mentality, the ones that make the world about themselves, the ones that are cocky, they're arrogant, they're conceited, they're all about them, assholes, bad boys, you name them, they're the ones that are going to draw the word backwards to everybody because they are drawing the letter, or excuse me, the word backwards because they are drawing the word so they can read it themselves. See, everybody that picked the left side, you're not wrong, but this is the problem. You're drawing the word to show everybody else, to prove that you know how to write the word else. You're looking for everybody else's approval when you write the word the right way so they can read it and you can't read it. But when you are a man, you write it backwards because you want to only read it for yourself. I don't want to read me for everybody else. I want to read me for myself. And at your core, these are the benefits. What most of you guys don't understand, and the beautiful thing about being a man, is that what I'm here to do is I'm here to take decisive action, gentlemen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm here to take decisive action. Everything I do, all the moves that I make are actions that I choose to make, gentlemen. Okay? How I do it. See, the beautiful thing about being single-minded is that it just reduces any type of having an awareness or any type of constraint or thing or wall or building or mountain or hole in the wall or fire or burning building or anything that causes the average motherfucker to run away. Women love me because my thoughts are abstract because I'm looking at the bigger picture over the smaller consequences that most of you surface dwellers are looking at. I don't think about the constraints of the rejection or the strengths of she wanting to hold me back. She loves me because I'm the man that downplays the risk. Because if I can downplay the risk and I can downplay the constraints, how do you think that's going to make her feel, who is a woman that is always downplaying her constraints and her lack of love and self-worth sometimes in herself. They love men like us because we are the ones that see the game for more than a choice. Choices, where the average man only looks at one thing one way, and that is, oh my God, whatever she says to me is going to be my definition of what I am, and I have no other choice but to wait for her to choose how I'm going to feel about myself. Think about what I'm saying, gentlemen. Think about what I'm saying. You're not supposed to read you in the mirror, Kevin. You're getting all this shit wrong. You're supposed to have me in your mind internally inside of you, where it is shining at you, where you're looking at it in your mind and it is looking back at you, not through a mirror, because a mirror is fake and false in this scenario that I'm putting in. It is fake and it's false. Let me bring this call in real quick. 719, what's your question, sir? How can I help you? 719, all right, call back, 719. Please fix your phone, call back. I got you. Let me continue. What I'm saying to you guys out here, I don't have one choice. That's my problem, but that's why they love motherfuckers like us, because I have choices. I have options. Choose what I want to do when I want to do it, and I am not constrained by an ass, a tit, a fucking smile, or a beautiful body like the average motherfucker. That's why they can't love you the way you need to be loved. They can't want you or need you the way you want to be needed. You want to be loved. Because I see more doors than just one, gentlemen. And that means that I have the power to be free of any kind of punishment or beating myself down because I feel that I'm not worthy enough. I feel that I'm not good enough. I feel that I'm not that guy enough, and that's not me. That's not me. But see, that's why they love me, because I'm not I don't go through what average guys go through, because I ain't fucking average. I have no choice to be above average, or you might as well just fucking kill me. You might as well just wipe me out, because I can't be regular. I go after what I want, and I will always do it without punishment, without beating myself up, without blaming myself, without being a victim, without saying I ain't good enough. Hey, she doesn't want me because I'm not good enough. She doesn't want me because I'm short. She doesn't want me because I don't have any money. She doesn't want me because I don't have the body. I don't do that. I don't punish my fucking self. I can't punish myself, but the reason why I can't is why she loves motherfuckers like us. How many women do you don't understand? Women punish themselves secretly, mentally, and emotionally all day, if not every day, of a line on their face, a wrinkle, a little bit of fat. Well, you name it. They're punishing themselves. When she gets with someone that does not punish himself, she begins to learn that she can stop punishing herself when she's in my motherfucking presence, because if she does punish herself, I ain't fucking with her, because I don't fuck with weakness. I don't, and we're going to talk on this shit. I don't fuck with that shit. That shit is, no, I don't do that. I am all things. See, the average surface dweller that lacks the power for himself not only fails to get what he needs because they're always telling themselves they're not allowed to go after it. They're always told you can't do it. Either you're not good enough to get it. So if you are not good enough to get it, then don't go after it. But you want to know why they love us? Because I go after what the fuck I want, and I don't give a fuck what the end result is. I keep telling y'all guys all the time, she can turn me down, and I don't give a flying fuck. I'm still going after what I want. She could be down like four fucking flats. Guess what? I don't give a fuck, because both those things have one thing in common, and that is the expectation for myself is to do for me, to go after what the fuck I want, to give her the opportunity to be with me. And at my core, she knows that I'm never satisfied. She knows that there is no end to me. And as I told you, when she meets me, I am her beginning. I'm not her end. You are her end. I am not her end. I am her beginning. Because she's going to realize that I am a constant. I am the what if, and I am the why not. And I'm not afraid to challenge conventional wisdom. I'm not afraid to challenge the norm. Fuck the norm. The norm is for you motherfuckers. Because the norm is what mom and dad has taught you. The norm is what TV has taught you. The norm is what those YouTubers taught you. The norm is what you think you should be to a woman. And that's why you're not loved, because women don't love normal. And most of you motherfuckers are nothing but normal. And you cannot win being normal. Normal doesn't win. I do not try to disrupt things for the sake of disruption, gentlemen. I do things for me. I think for me. I move for me. And not one time did I say her. But because I don't say her is what hooks her in to me, not me into her. It just doesn't work that way with my kind. And all those that are around me and those that are watching and those that don't understand sometimes are going to be baffled because they're worried about everybody judging them, what people say about them, or technically worried about the world or any type of public opinion. As a man, I will form my own opinion. And even that opinion can be based on somebody else's fact. I am more as a man, and this is what I'm loved for, because I'm more than willing to change my mind when the facts support it. But I didn't say shit about women. I'm willing to change my mind. But one thing I am not ever going to be is influenced by what people think. I will not be influenced by what a woman thinks. She is allowed to have thought, but like the woman, gentlemen, like you surface dwellers, her thought is up there. Her thought is up there. Because her thoughts are just like yours on the fucking surface. And that's why she can have her thoughts. But her thoughts are none of my business, because what is so fucking crazy is I tell all you guys, she doesn't even know actually who the fuck she actually is. She has no idea who the fuck she actually is. Isn't that crazy, guys? They actually think that they know who the fuck they are, but they have no idea who the fuck they are because their thoughts are their prison right now. They, yes, like you, are the prisoners and the wardens of their feelings. They are the prisoners and the wardens of thought, and their thought only goes as far as you surface dwellers take them. But because I can push them beyond thought, they love me for that shit, or my kind. Because at the end of the day, I focus on what matters, and it's not the motherfucking pussy. I can't focus on fucking pussy because pussy comes with it. So why would I focus on something I know I'm going to fucking get anyway? But see, y'all don't see that shit. And I'm not saying I'm going to get pussy from every motherfucking woman, but you can't tell me no different. That's not what matters. What matters to me is I'm all about me. I'm pushing me, growing me, evolving me, and making me the bad motherfucker that I can make me every fucking day. And she has nothing to do with that. I've been telling y'all for so many years, they are nothing but a fucking perk. She is not special. She's not. She's not beautiful. She's not sexy. She's not desirable. She is a woman. She is a woman. But you guys give her these titles for what? She doesn't love you because you give her a title. How many women you want to know right now has 5,000, 7,000, 1,000, 500,000 motherfuckers that find her sexy, beautiful, and desirable, and she doesn't give a fuck about them? But you know there's that one motherfucker that says, you know what, you ain't shit until I tell you shit. How much you want to bet she's waiting for him to push a crumb of your sexy, your desirable, and your beauty? And I'll bet you she'll eat that motherfucking shit up before she eats your steak dinner, your lobster dinner, and all that other shit. But I know it's hard to understand, but this is why they love motherfuckers like us. This is why they love motherfuckers like us. There's nothing wrong with being a woman. There's nothing wrong with her feeling what the fuck she feels. It's none of my business. But she is nothing to me until I say she's something. I'm sorry. It's my rules, my world, my way. Period. And if she doesn't like that, I'm not going to marriage counseling. I'm not going to relationship counseling. I'm not going to bring her any flowers and say, please understand me and please understand what I am and why I think. No, you're fucking fired. I'm replacing you. You will always have one foot in the fucking door. And you know what, guys? They love that shit. Because now I'm the challenge. They are challenged. At any moment, I can just move the fuck on and be fine with it because I do that shit. You want to know why? Because that's what the fuck we do. If you are not keeping my attention, then I'm gone. If you're not showing me why I should talk to you, you're gone. I keep telling you, she must do more to stay because I have options. But over the options, I have the one thing that she wants the most, the one thing that you guys don't have, and that is me. Me. My. That's why she fucking loves me. That's why she fucking needs me. That's why she fucking desires me. So fucking what? She's supposed to, because I love me. Have you met me? And if you haven't told yourself that, then you're the fucking problem. Because if you can't walk out your door that way, then you ain't shit to anybody. I am not distracted. I am not distracted by what the world considers women to be. As a man, I am able, because I am one with myself, to be my own compass, to cut through statistics and clutter And why they fucking fuck with me is because if I can get through that myself and they're fucking with me, what the fuck do you think they learned from me? That they can focus on shit that matters and not worry or point out what is special to everybody else. That's why they love us. That's why they need us. See, as a man, I keep telling you about the thousand words. If y'all want to call in, the lines are open. As a man, I speak on words. Every word should never be wasted. Don't waste words. Because the man or the male that wastes words is the man that wastes his mind. You speak, text, and talk when you have something important to say. And whatever you have to say is important to you, so it is important. But you don't waste words. Y'all saw that fucking text. All wasted words. All wasted words. Because I'm not here to bore the woman with banter or interviews. I am not wasting words. But she also knows that there will be conflict. She will be jealous. She will be territorial. She will cry. She will love. She will feel pain. She will get upset. She will go through an arrangement of fucking ups and downs. But who has to remain constant? Me. I am not here to be passive to avoid shit. And I'm not here to be aggressive to fight her on shit. I just talk to her. And I let her know, even from day one, that you know what you were with me when we first met, and shit ain't gonna change. Either you accept it or there's the goddamn door, and that's why she fucking loves me, because you guys can't even give her the point her to a door. You can't even tell her goodbye after she bullshits you and all that other shit. That's why they love us. Check the lines and all this. That's what I'm saying to you guys, man. This is important. This is the strength and the power that you have, hold, and possess. She knows that there is only one fucking throne, and it ain't hers. Yes, with you, she has a throne. She ain't got no fucking throne next to me. I sit on the fucking throne. And I approach everything directly. I ain't got time to beat around the fucking bush, tell her what she wants to hear, or tell her something she want to know just so she can give me some ass. Fuck that. I'd rather lose her. And because I'd rather lose her, that's why she stays. Because she ain't used to a motherfucker that's willing to lose her. I will be willing to lose her. You don't want me? Bye. You don't like the situation? Goodbye. You want me to change? Goodbye. You want to go? Goodbye. You want to see someone else? Goodbye. You want to date someone else? Please do. Go right ahead. Go see him. Date people. Go on dates. I told you, they love me because I'm cold enough to even help them dress for the dates they going on, because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's why they love me, because my conquering attitude is I don't want your fucking love. I want it all. I'm sorry. That's it. And I'm not shy enough to say that shit. But it's not just wanting it all. It's challenging her to be a better fucking woman. Because you don't have to cook for that motherfucker. You're going to cook for my motherfucking ass. You don't have to fold a towel, but you're going to do that shit for me. You don't have to pick up shit, but you're going to do that shit for me. You're going to be washing them goddamn dishes. And if you want to see me, hear my car keys, go wash and detail my fucking car. And you guys don't think they won't do that shit with a smile. You want to know why? Because they get time with me. If I'm going out with my boys, I'll tell her, go to the grocery store. Wait, first I'll call my guys, what y'all want to eat? Y'all want steak or chicken tonight? Oh, steak? Okay. What y'all want on the side of steak? Okay, cool. and I will tell her exactly what I want her to go buy. And you go buy that shit, and at halftime of the football game, I'll fuck you. And then after we get done fucking, clean yourself up and make my boys their cookies or cupcakes, whatever the fuck they want. You want to know why? And she will do that shit with a smile. Because at commercial time, I'm going to go into that kitchen and touch on her a little bit and talk a little bit of shit to her. They love that shit. But see, you were taught that, no, you can't do this. You can't be this way. You gotta play it safe and play by the rules and all this other stuff. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? Y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? I'm saying that there is no throne. There is no throne here. Okay? I make sure I look at all sides before I make a judgment. And I know that with the motherfuckers I fuck with, sometimes they might see something I miss and they will bring it to my attention. And I can see that because I fuck with a pack of wolves, sharks, bears, and fucking lions that go through women like a fucking hot knife through butter. I only fuck with my own, period. I don't fuck with anybody. I don't. I don't want to spend time with you. I don't want to. If I got to hang out with you, I hang out with you for a few minutes, but I ain't trying to spend time and shit. No, fuck that. When I'm with women, I inspire conversation. If I'm talking or texting her, I'm going to inspire her with the depth of my fucking mind, where my words through voice message, my words through video, and even if I choose to send a text message that way, they're going to make ripples in her fucking mind as if it was a pond, brother. They love the fact that I inspired them to show them that they're actually lucky to be around me. And I know that I know y'all think I sound crazy, but as I say to you guys before, if you know you can make them something that they've never seen before, the whole rules change, attitudes change. See, one can't talk this way if one cannot bring a woman to her essence, her core. A part of her that she doesn't even fucking know exists. They don't even know it exists. It sounds like something mythical because it is mythical to the woman that's on the surface. But as I told you guys, if I know something you don't know, and I know that something that I know that if you fuck with me and you get with me, I will bring you there. So you don't think I have every right to be as fucking as arrogant as I am? And this is the thing that's so funny. Some will say it's arrogance. Some will say I'm narcissistic. But I don't give a fuck what you say because you ain't me. And you can't do what I do. I will show them through me that they will be able to explore new ideas. How many of you motherfuckers can say that? Through me, I can show them how to think differently than they ever have before. How many of you motherfuckers can say that? I can show through me that through me, their minds and their thoughts are just the fucking beginning through me. How many of you motherfuckers can say that? You can't say that because most of you guys want to know what she does for a living. Most of you want to know, when was her last boyfriend? What her last job was? Or when she went to college? Or when was her last book? And like the other motherfucker, do you know this Wingstop? So we're not playing on the same rules. We're not even on the same fucking solar system of thought. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if I want to call in. 919, I'm sorry. Let me bring you in 919. How can I help you, 919? What's up?
Hey, what's good? I got this one girl that has a boyfriend or whatever. I just want to know how I can, you know, let her know what I'm on. Like, I don't want to be her friend or whatever. I want to get to know her more intimately. You feel me? But I don't know how to do that. But she has a boyfriend, you know what I'm saying?
All right, you have a number?
Right where to do that.
You have her number?
I do.
Are you ready to call her right now and tell her?
Of course.
Okay. All right, you call her right now. You stay on the phone, call her right now. You tell her exactly what you just told me. That you know what? I know you're seeing somebody, but I just want to put it out there that you know what? I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. And when you're ready to get to know me, or you're ready to allow me to know what's behind that smile of yours, get back at me. Call her right now and tell her that shit.
You want me to write it down? Or just remember it? Just go off and down.
All right, write it down, dog, because I know you can't. All right, write it down.
All right,
the reason why I'm calling you, let me know you're done.
What'd you say?
The reason why I'm calling you is because I want to be clear about something.
Okay.
I know you have a man.
No.
But what you don't know is I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. And when you're ready to make this move or that move, when you're ready to make that move,
okay, when you're ready to make that move,
let me know. So I can see what's behind your smile. Are you fucking doing this with like the Fred Flintstones with like a fucking hammer and nail or some shit? Why are you writing so fucking slow?
My fault. So I can see what's behind your smile.
Yes. Now click over and call her right now, man. Let her know. Let's hear this shit live on air.
Bet.
You got 20 seconds. Don't waste your time. All right, go ahead and merge. Motherfucker, you got to merge. Come on, dog. What do you have, an Android or an iPhone? What do you have, an Android or an iPhone? Then when you dial the number, press the thing called merge. Are you fucking iPhone kids kidding me? You call the number and press merge, man. What the fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers, man? Got 20. He's got. We're waiting 20 seconds. We're waiting on this motherfucker.
Yes, Kayla. Hello.
Play your message. Press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Re-record.
For delivery options, press 4.
Re-record.
To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press
9.
To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Press the button, re-record.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. 9 1 9 8 9.
Oh my God, you fucking loser! Jesus Christ! Guys, I try to be the shepherd. I swear to you guys, I try to be the shepherd. I try to be the shepherd. I swear to y'all, I try. Y'all can't say I don't try. Y'all cannot say I don't try. When the phone goes beep, dweller, oh my God. Let me continue. God damn it. Let me continue. I'm sorry. Guys, lines are over. Y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. Let's chop it up. Let me chop it up with y'all motherfuckers and shit. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Oh my gosh, man. I just don't understand. I just don't get it. 3-4-4-72 That's not good. Try that shit again. All right, so let me see if he's calling back. I don't know if he's calling back, but guys, lines are open. If you have a question, go ahead and ask. I'm not done talking, but 919, listen to me, dog. What part of the phone, what part of re-record the fucking message don't you understand?
Wait, I don't know how to merge. I never merged a call.
God damn it, you merged the call, you dumbass. See, it was the answer machine.
Okay, so I just keep talking.
God damn it. Call back and read what I told you to say, and if you can't say to her, leave her the message, please.
All right, bet.
Come on, man. God, this is why they love us, man. Oh, my God. Here we go, round two.
Nothing has been recorded. Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options, press the pound sign.
Alright, listen, I want to bother you today right now, and I just want to let you know, like, I know you have a man or whatever, but what you don't know is I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. And when you're ready to make that move, let me know so I can look, you know what's behind your smile. Did you hear me?
Did you hang up?
Yes.
Can you ask me a question? What part of hello, this is, hey, what's up? This is Steve. Hey, what's up? This is Devontae. Hey, what's up? This is your fucking name. How the fuck do you know if she knows who the fuck you are if you don't tell her who the fuck you are?
She saw my number, though. We have it to her safe.
All right, man. Let's see what she says. All right, man. Any other questions? I finished the show. Any other questions?
No.
All right, man. Get back at me when she says something. All right, peace. All right, let's get back to the show, man. Fuck, man. Jesus Christ. I just don't understand y'all motherfuckers, man. This is why they love us. Because like I was telling you before, they will love me because I'm the one that will show them through mental thinking, emotion, and thought that they can go beyond where they're at, okay? And see, those who cannot create, women will not fuck with them. See, I do not set out to try to – see, the average guy, the reason why women don't love the average guy – it's because the average guy sets out to make a connection. I ask her an interviewing question, and I hope through her answer we can connect. I don't want to fucking make a connection. What she's going to love about me and my kind, gentlemen, as a single-minded man, is she's going to love the fact that I am trying, I am setting out to. This is the law, the rule, and the code is not to make a connection. I am here to make lasting fucking connections. Long-lasting connections. Because every layer that I peel back, I will connect to. Every door I open, I will connect to. Every thought, every smile, every blush, every laugh, every thought, every moan, every come, everything she does, I'm planning on connecting to that shit. Where she gonna love my motherfucking ass and want me unconditionally. Because she's gonna feel something in me that she's never met before. And I know a lot of women say, nah, that ain't true. I never love a motherfucker like you, bullshit, because you never met a motherfucker like me. You've never met me. You've never met me. Because meeting me forces you to be something that you don't even believe that you can be, and that's the fucking best. When you fuck with me, it's not the way, it's the fucking demand. If you get with me, you better bring your fucking A game every time you're with me. Fuck around and give me B or C. Please give me B or C. Please give, see, the average surface dweller, they'll accept your B's and C's and D's and shit like that because they appreciate the crumbs you give them. You better be on your fucking A game, because if you ain't on your A game, you lost me. I'm gone. Because if I'm on my A game all the time, you better be on your motherfucking A game. But here's the thing about me. I will train you to get on your A game if I need to. If you want to be trained, I'll train you. I have no problem showing you how I like my fucking towels folded. I have no problem showing you where to put my dishes up at. I have no problem showing you where the fucking vacuum cleaner is and where the fucking washeteria or motherfucking car wash is by my neighborhood. I have no problem training you to go to the grocery store, and I will show you what the fuck I want to cook. Now, let me see. You don't know how to cook breakfast? Come on, we'll make breakfast together. You don't know how to make lunch? We'll make lunch together. You know how to make dinner? Okay, I'll make something. Taste it. Okay, you got your notes? Now, let's throw all that shit away. Now, you cook that shit. I have no problem training you to give you your A game because that's what you're going to love with me because you're so used to giving your B, C, D, E, all the way down to Z to these average motherfuckers. You have never been forced to bring your A game, and I'm telling you right now, that's what the fuck they love about us, gentlemen. Listen to me. They fucking love that. They love that. Okay? And what I'm saying is that the reason why they love it is because that's what I embody. Okay? I embody this. I don't play around with this shit. This is who I am. This is what I am. And they're going to know that because I'm the only guy, the first man, not guy, that believes that they actually can achieve thought that goes beyond I'm not beautiful. Nothing is out of, guys, what do you think the woman's going to do when she gets around a motherfucker that shows her there's nothing out of reach because I will fucking inspire her? Watching me operate, watching me work, watching me move, okay? Stretching out her thought, her mind, and emotion, okay? Where the surface dweller is always looking for the opportunity to grab her ass, the opportunity to touch her titties, the opportunity to have sex, the opportunity to get his dick sucked. My God, and you see why they can't love you? I don't look or wait for opportunities, motherfuckers. I make opportunities. Because as a motherfucking man, if I put off waiting for the right fucking opportunity, or waiting for it to come along. Let me tell y'all motherfuckers, that shit. Okay, there is no stork or person called opportunity that looks at a watch and say, okay, opportunity is going to come at 2:35, so make sure you're in the corner of St. Barnabas and Elworth. Really, motherfucker? Listen, as a motherfucking man that is actually developing my mind, okay? Why do you think I tell you about the mental gym? Because women love that shit about my mental gym. They love that shit. Because I don't care if it's a 5 weight in my mind or a 100-pound weight in my motherfucking mind. She knows that I am a simple person of strength, stability, and a standard. I'm never going to be shaken, moved, or rocked by anything or anyone. She can leave me right now, and I will not be shaken or rocked. She can go away, but that's what they fucking love about me, because they can't get away with, I'm going to go away, and I'm please love me. I'm sorry. I'll change. I'll be better. I'll do what you want me to do. Just come back. I'll be a better man. Nah, man, I'm not that motherfucker, man. I'm not that guy. Lines are open. You can check in the lines if y'all want to call in. I got you. Got a question, put a Q. Got you. If I miss a question, ask again. Put a Q in there. Ask your questions, guys. Guys. She knows what I believe in, and that's me. And she might hate that she knows that I believe in motherfucking me, but she knows through me that I can guide her to fucking believe in herself, the one thing they don't believe in. And let these women go around and lie to you and tell you, oh, I believe in me, bull fucking shit. And I'm not calling them out right now. I'm just telling you what the fuck is. They don't believe in themselves. But through me, I can show them belief. I can show them who they are. And being with me, they love the fact that they're going to be uncomfortable sometimes. They're going to get butterflies. They're going to have ups and downs. And their emotions are going to be running on like fucking, they can't even describe this shit. But what they're going to love about me or my kind and why they love the single-minded man is because for all you surface-dwelling motherfuckers, all you do all day, every day, all of your life is let everybody tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. And how can a woman love a fucking guy that she's telling that motherfucker what he's doing right and wrong? And you got people that will tell you with statistics. They will tell you about what happened with this guy and that guy and shit. They will tell you that you got to be kind, warm, loving. You got a happy wife, happy life. Don't make her mad. Don't make her upset. Don't hurt her feelings. You know, sleep on the couch. Apologize. Say that you're sorry. You know what the fuck I say? Fuck them motherfuckers. I do what's important to me. And what turns her on, gentlemen, what turns her on to motherfuckers like me is what she is forced to be around me. She has no, there is no choice in this matter. There is no choice in this matter, gentlemen, because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you why there's no choice. Because I don't need them like you do. And guess what? She can choose to do whatever the fuck she wants to do. And I can choose to say goodbye. She can do whatever the fuck she wants with you, and you say, please, thank you, I'm sorry, I'll do better. Why are you treating me this way? Why are you doing that? Man, I ain't that motherfucker. See, again, I tell you, she's got to be on her A-game, and if she doesn't know what A-game is, I'm going to show her that shit, man. I am kind and passionate, guys. Yeah, it's not a rough thing with me. It's not a problem with me or anything like that. Because I don't want you to think that this is a some kind of dictatorship. I am good to women. I show women things about themselves that they never felt before. Don't get it wrong, but I have boundaries, rules, laws, and codes that she has got to accept. She can get the fuck on. How many of you guys, and I know y'all guys think by talking this way that, nah, man, you ain't going to get no woman like that, man. Women ain't going to fall for that stuff. No, they don't want that. They want a guy like me that's always going to be there, that's always going to be dependable, that's always going to kiss her ass and always going to, man, fuck you. You ain't that. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. I'll tell her my, hey, she wants to know how I'm feeling. She wants to know one of my emotions. I'll tell her my only emotion I have, and that is the driven or having the drive to fucking conquer. That's all I'm about. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. But the reason why you're going to fucking love it is because through me, you're going to learn how to conquer this thing called insecurity. You're going to learn how to conquer this thing called I'm not worthy. You're going to learn how to conquer your fucking self-concept. And you can't do it alone because you won't know where the fuck you going until you go with a motherfucker like me. That's why they love motherfuckers like us. I'm sorry, guys. That's just what the fuck it is. So you can join us or be where the fuck you want. That sugar, yes. Avoid it. Try, hey, try if you can. But, hey, guys, they're not. I am the gingerbread house. I am the fucking cotton candy. Man, I am all those things. I'm going to talk about that in a second. They have no choice. She is not going to be ready for you when you are single-minded. But when I come knocking at your door, gentlemen, this is where the love comes in at. Because when I come knocking at her door, she ain't, listen, she cannot handle me. Yo, how many women are, oh, you can't handle this. Oh, you can't handle this shit, bullshit. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. I'm already handling you because I'm already have rented space in your fucking mind. It's already over. And I have not laid one little fucking finger on you, and it's already over as I rented space. I already got space in your fucking mind. The one thing the average motherfucker doesn't have. She knows there is only one throne. And she knows that all of her fucking life, up until this point that she's lucky enough to meet me, that she is the emotional captain of that fucking throne that she's sitting on, that you suckers are throwing fruit at her feet. Until she meets somebody to show her that she can be more than what she actually is, man. Because through me, there's going to be discomfort, okay? It's going to be a discomforting feeling because when you think all your life this is what you are actually are and this is as far as you go, and then you learn you have more depth and you can go beyond the scope of your own ability and understanding and concept, oh, my God. How can she not love you guys? How can she not love you but lust after you and need you in her life? You see, gentlemen, they will see things that they never have seen. And I know that sounds crazy, but for the first time, I'm taking the blindfold off of her eyes and changing the perception. The level of game that a man has will allow them to see a perspective in a way that she has never experienced or been exposed to. Why? Because unlike you, I'm going to offer her options, opinions, ideas, things that she's not even used to. She's so busy playing Q&A with you guys. What happens when she realizes she can just talk? And talk to just enjoy a conversation and know that I'm the motherfucker steering that emotional ship. I'm steering it. She's not steering that shit. I'm steering it. Okay? I'm not. I'm not turning y'all into bad bitches. I'm just turning you into free women. I am freeing you motherfucking women. And you're going to love me for that shit. And you're going to love our kind. That's why you love us motherfuckers. But that's why, you know why you actually love us? Because you rarely meet motherfuckers that challenge you to do this. I challenge her all the time. And I'm going to make sure that she meets the challenge, not for me, but for herself through me. And guys, through me, sometimes, see, they love you because they feel that they're not getting or receiving your love. But the woman must earn your time because she knows, I'm telling you, she knows a real motherfucking man, and I can keep it 100, guys. She knows a real man doesn't need her, and that's what they fucking, it's the challenge to be in his view, to be in his light. Yeah, I don't need her, but I can be curious about her until she shows me more. I don't need her. And I don't mistake love or lust like you motherfucking weak guys do. You know that feeling where you can get, you want to get everything you want? Or excuse me, the woman had that feeling that she can get everything she wants. You know how fucking boring that is to a woman? The surface dweller only uses interviewing fake, false words. Not only in the conversations, but even in their dating profiles as weapons to try to make the woman feel something that she can't feel. And that is truly a connection. That the surface dweller will purchase affection through dinners, through gifts, driving around, putting up her lights. They will purchase and try to do everything they can to buy her fucking love. I have to do that shit. Because I don't mistake any of this shit. Because I don't need her love, guys. But unfortunately, I'm going to get it. I don't need it. Because I know with me, what she thinks is love is actually not. It's just a fucking feeling. Because on the surface, she actually thinks she knows what love is. Oh, my God, gentlemen, I keep telling y'all don't get it. When they fuck with us, it changes everything. Because with me, she will love beyond what she has ever known. Because she knows with me, I'm not looking for a woman to take care of me. I'm not looking for mommy. Because she's going to realize I am one with myself. I am whole. I am not broken. She doesn't have to fix me. She doesn't have to glue me together. I'm not fucking Humpty Dumpty. But she knows I'm ready to meet her in a place that she has never been. And I will push her to be better than what the fuck she is. Because unlike you, I openly invite her to explore her sexuality, to explore her body, to explore her mind, to explore things that she wants to do but can't do with you motherfuckers. And through those exploring explorations, that don't worry, she has no, hey, she doesn't have to worry with me, because with me, I will recognize when I gotta be that motherfucking werewolf and ravage her ass when she wants to be ravaged. But I also know I can shift it down to break her body down really motherfucking slow. And guess what? She doesn't even have to say anything. I already know. I know when she's sad. I know when she's upset. I know when she needs to hear me. I know when she needs to take a bath. I know when she has a headache. I know what to do because I'm that motherfucker. My mind, my thoughts, my communication will always be my greatest strength. It's not my body. It is not my body. It is not my height. It is not my age. It is not my clothes. It is not my car. It is not my lifestyle. It's not my fucking degrees. It's not my watch. And it ain't my goddamn shoes. It's motherfucking me. And if you don't think that way, you'll never get a woman's love. Let me check the phone lines real quick as I'm spitting this ism. Lines are open if y'all got a question. One of my draws that I am that pulls her in is the position of not just power, but sexual power, emotional power. I am showing her that she can be sexier. I'm not trying to show her my, I'm not leading with my motherfucking wallet. I'm leading with my mind. Because my mind is beautiful. There's depth and range and beauty and sexuality and things that if she is lucky enough to get that, it's on. Because I am in control. But I also have enough power in me to be able to control my fucking urges. I will not force you to kiss me. I will not beg or pander for you to come over and Netflix and chill so I can get next to you to beg you for it. Man, I ain't begging for no. Guys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk this way, but I'm just keeping it real with you guys today. I'm not begging for pussy. I will not beg for something she's going to give me. I'm not begging for that. You want to know why? Because if you don't like me, go date him. Go hang out with that guy you know ain't curling your fucking toes. Go ahead and text that guy right now. You know we ain't talking to you with voicemails and videos. You know we ain't making you think beyond your thing. Oh, please go ahead. I don't give a fuck. But you know what? This is why I keep telling you. I am the one that unlocks the seed that Mickey fucking Mouse put in her. I am the one that is withholding myself from the market because I've got the fucking, I'm not a high value man. I am all fucking things. I am not, to you, I might just be a short motherfucking black man that's old as fuck and doesn't look good. You are allowed to think what you fucking want to think. But you want to know what I think? That's me. That will be me even at 80, 90, 70, and 60. That is me. That is me at 9 years old when I unlocked me. That is me, which you see right there. I want you to see me. That's me. You don't have to agree with it, but I'm not here to force you to agree with what the fuck I am. Because through my words and through my actions, the way I talk, the way I text, the way I make you smile, the way I make you blush, the way I make you think, the way I make you blank, it's going to be she is going to see me as assertive. But then there will be a shift where she will see a mysterious part of me. It will shift and there will be an irresistible part of me. It will shift and there will be a powerful part of me. It will shift and be a seductive part of me. It will shift to a romantic part of me. It will shift to be a smooth part of me. It will shift to be a freaky part of me. It will shift to be a nasty part of me. It will shift to be a dirty part of me. There's so many fucking parts of me. She can't handle the shifts. But with you?
Well, is it okay if I call you tomorrow? See,
y'all, and I know y'all think I'm fucking joking around, but I'm serious, man. I'm serious, man. I'm trying to show y'all, man, this is why. Because I am what I am, and I'm not trying to put on a show for the woman. What you see is what you get. But what you see is not what you actually get, because what you see is actually the beginning of things that you're about to experience. That question is, can you handle the emotional experience that comes with a man that is built to conquer? But where does the conquering come from? Building to conquer is not conquering you first. Because it will never be about the woman with me. It is not about her. She can be and do what the fuck she wants to be and do. It is none of my fucking business. My job is to do one thing, and you know what she loves me for? Is the fact that I'm all about me, focused on me, conquering the new parts of me. And if a woman's so happy to come along and get my curiosity, she will be able to feel some of the power, some of the control, okay? Because I'm not going to run behind her. I'm not going to chase her. Because as a man, I am so busy trying to play my greatest opponent, the one person that evens me out, the one person that challenges me above all things, and it's fucking me. Because I know to her, when she is with me, I am the amusement park. Excuse me, the sexual amusement park. I am the roller coaster rides, the log rides. I'm the carousel. I'm the bumper cars. I'm the scrambler. I'm the turkey legs, the ice cream bars, the cotton candy, hamburgers, hot dog, french fries, fucking chorizos, funnel cake, and fucking cotton candy. I am all those motherfucking things where you guys don't even believe in yourself. You don't even have in a fucking mental amusement park. That's even sexual. I don't even know how that shit goes. What I am saying to all of you guys out here, is that when she finds a man, and she will find one, when she captures a male, excuse my language, when she captures a male, she will realize that the games that they're playing, see, when she's with a male, there are no rules. She can do whatever the fuck she wants to do when she wants to do it. But when she's with a motherfucking man, she's going to realize all that shit she's doing with the average motherfucker, she can't do that shit here. Her standard must change or she will be replaced. And for all you guys out there saying, well, God, see, that's pretty mean. Hold on. Let's flip that fucking coin. You don't think they think that way about you motherfuckers? If you're boring, you're a loser, you're creepy, you're weird, you're gone. Push her to be anything else, you're gone. If all you want to do is fuck her, you're gone. If you're kissing her ass, you're gone. If you're rolling fruit at her feet, you're gone. She is quick to dismiss you, so why the fuck you think we can't dismiss them back? Because I know y'all think I'm crazy. Just because I dismiss them doesn't mean they're going to want to leave. But I will get rid of dead weight, and so will she. And if you think I'm being mean, you're in the wrong fucking place. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. Because when you're able to talk to them this way, they're going to love this shit. Question. He says, you let another woman know that she ain't the only one before or after her sex. Dog, why the fuck? Wait, listen to me. Do you actually think I could tell a woman that I'm single? Do you know the hardest thing for me was when I had my own place and everything? And what I would do is right before sucker me season. Now, sucker me season is the end of Thanksgiving, and it goes all the way to tax season. I would cut women off just for the fucking sheer joy of it. Cut them all off. And every woman I met after that, and they asked what my situation is, and I would tell them that I don't have anybody. You know what they would fucking tell me? You a fucking lie. Why are you lying? You have other women. No, I don't have other women. Oh, you're lying to me. I know you're seeing somebody. You're smooth. You're this and that. See, this is what I'm saying to you, young man, is that a man does not need to lie to a woman and tell her what she wants to hear. You have got to tell her what she needs to know. Because I don't want you to give me your body on manipulation, lies, or deception. I don't want you to give me your pussy, your mind, your mouth, and everything else in between. I don't want that shit on weak shit. I want that shit, you knowing what the fuck you are with me, and you know where you stand, and you make the fucking choice. You make the choice. You never lie. See, the problem with you guys, and this is why you can't be loved and admired by women, because you guys are so fucking weak. And you're so sad, and you're so sorry, and you're so worried that if I tell her the truth, I'm not going to get her. Well, guess what? I don't give a fuck, but here's a problem. Here's a problem, because I don't give a fuck, I get them. Because I'm honest, I get them. When I tell them, hey, guys, I have, guys, having relationships, I have told women that I am in a fucking relationship. And you know what those women say? Well, I'm not that kind of girl. And you know what? I don't want to do that to her. So I feel sorry. So you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, cool. Take care. Candlemaker? Yeah. Okay. This is an apple pie candle. Sit that motherfucker right at the windowsill, and the only reason I'm here, y'all think I'm a dick, but the only reason they love me is because I'm the only one that gives them a, hey, when you're ready to come back home, you can find your way back. Just follow the candle. Follow the candle in the window. You can always find your way back home. That's what the fuck I'm saying, man. That's what the fuck I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers, man. Let me answer this next question. Let me check the phone lines before I answer the question. Lines are open. Let me see. Next question. So my success is my personal battle in conquering me. Absolutely. Your success is not a woman. A woman is not a success. A woman is only a perk until you deem her worthy of something other than fucking. See, I don't deem them anything sexual because that comes with the fucking woman. Why do I need to deem her sexual? I need more. Because I am more. I'm not average. Average motherfuckers just want pussy. I want it all. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. That's how I am. That's how I'm teaching you. I'm stressing myself out with people I don't relate. Well, then you're not ready to be a fucking man. Get the fuck. Go to Walmart. And when you get there, Macy's or Dillard's, hook a left. And I think there's a shelf of female panties. Go put them motherfuckers on. What the fuck do you mean you're stressing yourself out? Guys, women don't want guys that are stressed out because they're stressed out enough. They need a rock. What the fuck is this? Why are you stressing yourself out with people you don't relate? Let me keep going. Junior, call in, man. You call in. If you got to call in, I'm going to keep going. You call in if you want to, dog. I got to talk to you. I don't want to hear your text because you're just killing yourself, man, with this silly-ass shit you're saying, man. Jesus Christ. Let me keep going. Gentlemen, I'm not saying this to be a dick. It's going to come off as a dick. Please understand where I'm coming from. Women do this shit all the time. They will dismiss and replace and get rid of a motherfucker like that. Yes, they will. And for all the women, listen, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. They will get rid of, dismiss a motherfucker or get rid of him like that. And let me tell you something. And when they get rid of you, you're gone. That means when you're out, she doesn't sit and say, well, I wonder what that creepy guy's doing right now. I wonder what that desperate guy is doing. They don't do that. Hey, when you're gone with a woman. And I'm telling you, that's how it is on that side of the spectrum. Flip that motherfucking shit to us. Want to know what's so great about us? Because we will dismiss them exactly the same fucking way. If they're holding me back, holding me down, or wasting my fucking time, they're gone. Bad attitude, they're gone. Disrespectful, they're gone. The funny thing is, look, she knows what I'm about. She knows what I'm about. And the funny thing is, I don't have to tell her what I'm about like you average motherfuckers. She knows what I'm about, and I don't have to say it because I'm talking and communicating with her when I'm not around, and that's what she loves. She loves in me, or can fall in love with me, for what she doesn't get in most of you. And I am not trying to knock you guys. I'm just trying to be real with you guys, all right? Just trying to be real. I'm just trying to be real. I am not here. I'm not here to say that, you know, hey, if she doesn't like it, goodbye. Do you know how many women I said, I'm just not the right guy for you? What do you mean? I'm not that guy. Listen, you want a long-term relationship. You can lease me out. You can rent me, but you cannot have me. And for that, I'm not the right guy for you. So for that, I release you. You are allowed. You're free. I will not bother you. I will not call you. Good luck in your endeavors. And you know what? I didn't need you anyway. I'm fine. Goodbye. Nobody messages her like me. Nobody makes her feel the things like me. Nobody talks to her like me. Nobody pushes her beyond her edge like my kind. They will always come back because they have no fucking choice but to come back. Or they can stay in misery. I keep telling you, you watch Bridges of Madison County. Do you remember when she was in the car with her fucking loser husband and Clint was waiting in that truck and she was like, Jesus Christ, oh Lord, oh my. It took everything in her. Everything in her to stay in that vehicle. And as soon as she got home, she was broken for the rest of her motherfucking life. I didn't say a day. Her motherfucking life. Her life. She knew that I, man. There's pleasure and rainbows and sunshine and, oh, my God, I can just be the whore and slut and bad girl. But then there's old Jebediah, and I just gotta make that decision. And she regretted it the rest of her fucking life, gentlemen. That is what we bring to them. I'm sorry, ladies. When you fuck with us, it's going to come with a regret. You got a choice to make. But here's the problem. Your emotions will always, you'll never be happy. You'll never be satisfied. You'll always be looking for someone like me. You will try to make him, build him, or create him in my fucking image because I'm the only one that made your toes curl here. I'm the only one that made you wet here. I'm the only one that made you come here. I'm the only one that turned you on here. I'm the only one that made you fall in fucking love, lust, admiration, attention, all that right here. And I didn't even need to lay a fucking finger on you. Continue. Guys, I'm keeping it 1,000 with y'all today, man. All of this is because she knows when she leaves that somebody else is going to reap the benefits of me. She knows she's easily replaced. Guys, listen to me. I'm telling y'all this shit because y'all think I'm being mean to the women. No, let me tell you about these fucking women that y'all want to protect right now. You don't think when she dismisses that guy, she can go one tay, two tay, three tay, four, five tay, six tay, seven tay, or my mommy told me to pick this one and you are it. One tay, two tay, three tay, four, five tay, six tay. You don't think she can do that? Why do you think she's on her fucking throne? Because around all these motherfuckers, she is the fucking opportunity. So is a zebra until it runs up on a lion. And she's opportunity until she actually meets opportunity. Woo! Why is Adam? Come back. Let me yank my roll myself back in. I'm going to say it again. She is opportunity for the surface dweller until she actually meets opportunity. Because why do I say that, guys? Because opportunity is something she's never met because she's never gone beyond the fucking surface. Y'all don't get it, man. They don't get it. They don't see it because no one's ever told them. What happens when they find out that, holy shit, there's more to me? What, just the thought of knowing that there's more to them. Guys, y'all may take what I am and saying right now as arrogance and being narcissistic and cocky and conceited, but when you hold the power and you know you're the fucking way, why can't you be this way? Why can't you get rid of them, dismiss them, be bored with them, move on from them, get them and throw them back just for shits and fucking giggles? Why can't you be this way? Because you're doing what the woman is doing. She's playing as a god. Now, I ain't saying you're God, you Christian or you church aficionados. I'm saying she's playing goddess on her cloud. Because if these women don't want to tell you, surface dwellers, that's what they are to you because you worship them as goddesses and they have full total control over you. When she's feeling upset, you don't think she can just choose you? Snap her fingers and you're there. Am I thirsty? Snap her fingers and you're there. Oh, I need a bill paid? Snap her fingers and there you are. I need a guy to come over and hang out? Snap her fingers. See, women don't want to tell you this shit. They're goddesses to you because you worship them. Oh, holy God. Oh, my God, the great woman of great power. Oh, goddess, I am not worthy. Allow me to light the candles at your throne and roll the fruit at your feet. Oh, you're so worthy. Man, you motherfuckers are fucking sad. And these women know that shit. And that's why they probably say, Steve, shut your ass up, Steve. They don't need to know this. But I'm telling you, they are goddesses because you motherfuckers make them goddess because you worship them. And just like a fucking goddess, she can do whatever she fucking wants to do. Guess what? When she wants to do it. When she wants to do it. She can come from her cloud and take the form of a ditzy woman. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, my God, I'm just not that kind of girl. Oh, you want it? Oh, you don't think that? Thus, you can see her wrath. Oh, you pissed me off? No pussy for you. Oh, you don't want to? No pussy for you. Oh, you want to do that? No pussy for you. And she's on her fucking throne just like this. Just sitting around playing all you little weak motherfuckers to her specifications. But gentlemen, we are fucking gods. Do you not understand that we play by the same fucking rules? But why we supersede them is because we are the need over the want. That's why we supersede that shit. She can play God all the fuck she wants on her throne because we allow them to do that. Play goddess. Excuse me. Play goddess. Oh, I broke a nail. Hey, how much does it cost? Oh, what? It takes me, it's going to cost $50 to get a manicure? Are you serious? Like $80? Shit, I'm not going to use my money. Hi, Joseph. Hi. Yeah, I wanted to come see you, but yes, I want to get a manicure. I want to get a manicure, Joseph. And all, hey, the power in her fucking finger, guys. What is power? Watch the power, guys. Let me move the microphone to show you motherfuckers the power. Ready, guys? It's one fucking beautiful move. The motherfucker gives her the money. She'll grab her fucking phone just like this. Right about there. And that's all she needs. And you dumb motherfuckers are like, oh my God, I saw cleavage. Oh my God, it's getting closer. It's been 4 years and I'm so close. Oh my God. And y'all think I'm playing with y'all, man. I am everything to her. Because I supersede what the fuck she thinks she is. She can be opportunity and she can play goddess. That's fine. If that's all she, if she wants to do that shit, she can do that shit. Not stopping her, but I tell you this much. She knows when I'm done and I dismiss her, somebody else gets the benefits. Because I am all fucking things. I hold myself from the market. Gentlemen, listen to what the fuck I'm saying. I'm telling you motherfuckers, if you want to win in this thing, stop pandering, stop kissing their asses, stop running behind them, and create your fucking mountain that she's got to fucking climb. She's got to climb the mountain of your curiosity, the mountain to get your attention, the mountain to get your respect, the mountain to get your time, and most importantly, the mountain to get your Derek. What do you think that is beside me? They got to climb to get this motherfucking dick. They got to climb to get this time. Not just giving it to you because you look sexy. Now, don't get it wrong. I love women with ass and titties. Come on. You can't say ass without smiling. I get that shit. But God damn it. When are you going to see that you are gods yourself and you don't have to play by their rule? They do not want you to know that you have power. The tutors told you, never tell the king what he could do. Excuse me. Always tell the king what he should do, not what he could do, because if a lion learned his own strength, no man will be able to control him. And I'm a could do. Cannot rule over a man. She cannot be lazy. They're allowed to kick their feet up and do nothing all day, and you take them out to dinner. They're allowed to kick their feet up all day, and the dishes need to be cleaned. The floor needs to be vacuumed. The bed needs to be fixed. And she's sitting on her lazy ass knowing she ain't got to do a goddamn thing because she's queen. She's goddess. The goddess can sit on her throne and not do anything. And you're going to worship me, you surface-dwelling motherfuckers. The reason why she's got to work for a fucking man and do what she does for a man is because of the benefits and the levels of understanding and range that I give her. I do not worship women. I worship me. I don't worship pussy. I worship me. That's what I'm telling you. You're not sexy. I'm sexy. You ain't beautiful. I'm beautiful. You're not even desirable. I'm desirable. And I'm going to tell you why. Because sexy, beautiful, and desirable must be fucking earned. It's not given fucking away like you guys do. You give it away. That's why they don't respect you. Ah, he's so sexy. Oh, you're so beautiful. I'm just so lucky. I'm so lucky that you messed with me. Get the fuck out of here with that bitch shit. I'm going to make you feel sexy through the deep conversations that we have. I'm going to make you feel desirable by the text messages and the voice messages that I do. I will do that. But the day you take what I do for you as weakness and you think that this is a crack on my throne and you think you can walk all over me, tell me something, raise your voice at me, tell me what I can and can't do, or try a power position, you're fucking gone and dismissed. God damn it, give me the candle. You don't even deserve a fucking candle. Because, gentlemen, I don't need her to be me. I don't need her to be me. Here's a question. So I have to build myself up and get experience in order to be able to inspire more of her. That's the only way you can do it. You can't. You are inspiring her right now. You're inspiring her to use you, walk all over you, manipulate you, and treat you like a bitch. That's what you're inspiring right now. Because that's what a goddess does. Do you actually think she cares about you? No, she doesn't give a fuck about you. She gives a fuck about what you can do for her while she's sitting on her throne, while you're actually worshiping her, while you're worshiping something you're not even, you ain't even going to get a piece of fucking pussy. But yet you're worshiping her. You're running behind her. You're kissing her ass. Let me get this other question. Jay, I'm sorry. I'm grabbing another question. I need to catch up with the questions. I'm sorry. Here we go. How do you get her to want better for herself? She wants better for herself when she realizes through you that you can show her there's more to her. On the surface, every woman, because of you surface dwellers, have created a stop mark for her, a wall or a cliff where she feels that this is as far as I go. Because y'all don't even go fucking far, so they can't even go anywhere. I'm saying that, and you're saying if you said something like, if you can't get her to want me better herself. No, what I'm saying to you is this. I am not here to explain my fucking self to her. I am not here to prove myself. I'm not here to bend over backwards. I'm not even here to kiss her ass. Now I'm in the bedroom, I mean, but I'm just saying, I'm not here to do any of that stuff. I'm not here to do any of that stuff. That's not my fucking job. My job is not to buy her any dinners, but I will cook a dinner for her because she's at my place and we're going to be fucking, but that's a whole different thing. I'm not going to do the shit that y'all do. I had told you guys all the time, she has got an option. She's got lake spread your fucking ass cheeks. We can go there. We can go to the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth, where we can get the wine and the cocoa. It's kind of hot now, so cocoa's out. But we can go to the corner of your face and the pillow on your ass up in the air where she gets coffee, ice cream, and fucking tea. That is all she gets. And if she doesn't fucking like it, so fucking what? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. But let me continue. I don't need her because, and this is why they love us. This is why I was telling you yesterday about the bad boys. Because I don't need her, because she knows that. See, what you guys don't know is something that she knows. Is that she knows that I don't need her, and she also knows because I will be the same motherfucker with or without her. That's the truth. But here's the twist. She'll never be the same without me in her life. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. If I'm the only one that has pushed her beyond a point that she always thought she never thought she had, who the fuck do you think she's going to look to keep going beyond that point? You think Poindexter's going to take her? No, he's going to yank her right back to where the fuck she is, where he's going to bring her right back to me. Right back to me. You cannot replace me. You cannot create me. You will never meet anybody like me because I am the only motherfucking one of my kind. And if you guys don't believe that for yourselves, you're the fucking problem. Because every woman, I'm going to hold them to a standard. And I'm going to force her to be fucking better than her ass and titties. I'm going to force her. Look, she's going to be a nice, thick ass and titty motherfucker scrambling them motherfucking eggs. She's going to be a nice fucking ass titty motherfucker. Hey, phone them motherfucking clothes. Washing them motherfucking dishes. Fixing that bed. Wiping down some shit. Washing my fucking car. She's going to be that same motherfucker. Ladies, I don't mean, y'all know what I'm saying. I'm just talking to my boys. So I don't, please don't take what I'm saying. Oh, disrespect. I'm just keeping it real with my boys. Let's see. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's not that I don't care. It's that I just care about myself. That's what's sexy about me. That's what draws her in. Because if I love myself, she's going to want to be loved by me. You don't fucking love yourself. So what the fuck can she get from you but nothing but no self-worth, no self-concept, insecurities, excuses, and fucking feminism. Emotional, excuse me. I love me. I love me, and I love to be loved by you. I love that shit because I know what I bring to my table. What do you bring to your table, men? I ask all of you guys, hey, guys, wait a second. Get your notebooks out. Because I want you to write this down because I want to show you something. And I'm not joking. I want you to ask yourself this question. Because you've never asked yourself this question. Excuse me. All the YouTubes you fucking with never forced you to ask this question. I'm the first one. Help me. To go ahead and let y'all guys know what I'm about to ask you is 100% me because nobody is getting this deep to ask you what the fuck I'm about to ask you. So I want to make sure that I go ahead and brand that and say it's coming from me. I'm asking all you guys to ask, this is the $1 million question. This is not the million. This is the trillion. This is the big question. Now, before I ask the question, I know you don't have the answer. And that's why I want you to get your notebook out, because I want you to find your answer. And what I want you to do, okay, is what I want you to do. I want you to do this, okay? All right? On your notebook, put the letter C as in cat. C as in cat. And because I'm nice, usually I would expect
90 seconds.
Usually I would expect 10 to 20. But because y'all knew, oh, let me bring in 734. Hold on. I'll tell you what to do in 1 second. Hold on. 734, can I help you, sir? Hello, 734. Can I help you? Yes, can I help you? What's up?
I got a question for you.
734, All right. What's your question, man? What's up?
I have a lag, so.
Okay, what's your question? Go ahead and ask your question. Okay, good. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. What do you do when your force self, you in tune with yourself, and, you know, when you building, working on yourself, like, you can't really focus on the bullshit that you put on your plate every day for no reason. But when you actually
Wait. One thing at a time. Listen. Here's the first problem. There is no bullshit on my plate because I won't allow bullshit in my life to even get to my plate, okay? So I just want to let you know, there is no bullshit. There is no drama. There is no parents arguing, mom telling me shit. There's no shit. Because just I love my mom, I will dismiss her ass just like I would dismiss any fucking body. I don't play. But please continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. So when they come around again,
yes,
and how should I handle them? Like, I mean, they're not like bullshit, but it's bullshit. But I'm just saying, like, how do I?
Okay, I need you to give me a scenario because I feel like you're trying to run around something. Give me a scenario of what happened to ask this question. Something happened. Just let me know, big guy. Tell me what happened.
Okay, it was on Ramadan. I cut him off. Didn't want to fuck with him no more because I'm Ramadan. So, I mean, this is time to build on yourself, work on yourself. So I do that. But while I was Ramadan, I realized and seen a lot of shit that I did not see. Now I'm off. Now they coming around again. I'm asking you, because you for self, how should I handle or approach that situation?
Okay, do you want them around or you don't? What do you want?
I want one around, but I don't want the other around. So what I do is, what I'm doing right now is, like, I will get a notification from them,
you
and I just don't
shut
respond.
Quiet. Shh, quiet. You don't have to answer. You're trying to, I don't need to hear it no more. You dismiss the fucking one you don't want and let the one that you do want know that she's on notice. And if she doesn't act right, she's gone. What's so hard about that?
That's all. I just wanted to get your point of view. You know what I'm saying? I know what I would do, but I'm just saying, like a wise man.
You're not going to do it. But you're not going to do it because you ain't got it in you to do that shit, man. You ain't got it in you to be like that, man. You want to know why?
I'm listening.
Because if you actually had that in you, you would have already done it. And you ain't got it in you. Because you're cutting them off over this this churchy shit that your parents stuffed down your fucking throat. Why cut them off? What's the purpose of cutting them off? Please explain to me. Why cut them off in the first place? You can't even answer the fucking question.
Physical, no. Because, I mean, listen, I'm on air, brother. So you got to be watching how you pick and choose the words or things. I watch you a lot, and you pick and choose and words or shit very well. You're just very savvy at it.
I'm not very savvy at anything.
You still walk
those lines. You can have your religion. Hey, listen, you can have your fucking religion. I'm not here to judge your religion. I'm asking you, why are you cutting these fucking women off? What is the purpose of cutting them off?
I mean, just the physical, brother.
Oh, Jesus.
And
Christ.
When by me doing that made me realize that was the whole foundation.
Okay, you're cutting him off because of the physical? Is that why you're cutting him off?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, exactly what I'm saying. I'm like, I was Ramadan, I'm like, I ain't fucking. I mean, I'll talk to you here and there, but it ain't no me talking to you every fucking day. I mean, you're not in my face. There's no reason for me to call your phone. I'm working.
I don't understand. I understand your religion. I guess you got a fast or whatever it is you got to do, right, where you can't fuck or do anything. But I don't understand why you cut them off or her, one of them off, when you could have just told her fucking ass, I got Ramadan. I can't fuck during the week because of my religious beliefs, and you just got to chill the fuck out, and then we'll get our fuck on after a week. Why not leave them? Why dismiss them like that?
Shit, man. I just felt like shit. I just realized they ain't had no purpose. There was no purpose.
They never had a,
you know,
okay. They
like,
never had, okay, sir. They never had a purpose when you met them, because you don't have no fucking purpose. So that's why you accepted them. Y'all all don't have any type of purpose. You, even though you cut them off, you still ain't got no purpose, because you're trying to make everything about a purpose. That's the problem, man. Get off of that fucking word. That purpose shit is fake. It's a fake word. Purpose is responsibility, young man. So if you haven't, if you're not responsible and they're not responsible, what's the problem? I don't understand. I'm lost.
True. I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I say it all love. And I'm not being. I say this with love because listen.
I already know that, man. Come on, man. Man, stop it.
I want you, again, I want you to say, listen, what do these women bring to your life? Do they cook, clean? What do they do outside of fuck you? What do they do? What do they do to your castle?
Nothing.
Are they cleaning the castle? Oh, my God. Why are they?
Nothing.
Wait. It's not their fault. It's your, why am I blaming you?
I mean, like you said, you are a type of cat that don't allow shit in your world.
You are talking to a guy that allows shit in his world. You didn't set the standard saying to them that you're just going to be a piece of pussy. You're going to be more than a piece of pussy if you want to fuck with me. You're going to get your pretty pussy ass in that goddamn kitchen, and you're going to cook something for me. You're going to get your pretty pussy ass in that kitchen and wash some dishes, or take them goddamn dishes out of the dishwasher. You're going to goddamn, when I come over, you're going to take that pretty pussy, make my favorite drink, if you drink or not. I'm not going to say you drink. I don't know if you drink. But even if it's fuck Kool-Aid, I don't give a fuck what it is, a soda. You have that shit ready. When I come over, you're going to give me my shit, massage my fucking back or my feet, and you're going to shut the fuck up, and you're going to enjoy my company. That's what the fuck you're going to be. And that's what I'm saying, man. Why don't y'all have that standard? You got to demand. See, if you listen, I'm glad you fucking. It's all love. But your standard can't be pussy, or you're going to fall as a pussy. You are what your standard is. And my standard, pussy, is part of the perks already of being with me. You're going to give me the pussy on GP. Fuck you, I got to ask for your pussy for you. I don't need to ask for the pussy.
See, that right there is easy to me. I got a sex appeal where I don't even have to spit flavor or none of that. Just being me, just my presence will make a woman want to fuck.
I'm not asking or nothing like that.
I'm just saying, like,
once I had them in my view,
like, I'm just telling you, they didn't do shit for me. They didn't add on my castle. But I ain't set no standards. So,
caller, this is why you need your culinary school and your drug lab, because it's the culinary school and the drug lab that's going to put the flavor on their asses to want to be more for you, because they know if they're not, they're going to be dismissed. You got to show them that, look, You just can't bring your ass up in my kingdom and think you can just put your feet up. I am not just I'm not just about pussy. I don't need pussy. But you, I get live, right? Because I don't need it. Because remember, like yesterday, I'm withholding the dick from the market. I'm not giving her what she wants. I'm making her work for what she wants. You don't think they work for that diamond ring? Well, sometimes they get it a sucker. They get it for free. But I'm saying, I'm the thing like the diamond ring that's withheld from the market. And because I'm not flooding the market, she's going to want to give it to me on GP because she knows with me that not only she going to get fucked between the ears, dog. Every average motherfucker is just fucking her between the legs. I'm fucking her, man. I'm bending her, smacking her. I'm doing all that nasty shit between her ears, my brother. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you, you got to be better than that shit. And I open the lines back up for y'all guys if y'all want to call back in because I got a lot. I'm not done. We got so much to fucking talk about. But yeah, brother, do you have any other questions? I got to tell these guys. I'm waiting. We're on a cliffhanger right now. But is there any other questions you got, my brother?
Resume, brother. Resume.
Okay, yeah, because I got to reset the thing. So I'm not going to try. I don't mean to kick you out, but I got to reset the lines and everything. So if you want to call back and have a question, please do. Okay, my brother.
All right. Yep.
All right, respect, man. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, man. All right, I'm shutting the lines down. I'll